So we began Moed Katan. We're here on Daf Beis, and we got up to Man Tana, which is towards the end of the thin lines. So we established in our Mishnah that a Chol Moed, you're allowed to irrigate what's called a Sada Beis Hashalchin, and that's a field that cannot subsist on rainwater. It needs the aid of irrigation. And we have a case of a Dover HaOvid, something that you'll suffer a financial loss if you don't take care of it, if you don't do that malacha. In contrast, a Stay Beis HaBaal is a field that grows on rainwater, and there's no great hefsed if you don't irrigate the field. And we're not going to allow you, therefore, to go through the entire process of irrigating a field on Chol HaMoed in the case of a Beis HaBaal. And the Mishnah establishes that even in the case of Stay Beis HaShlochim, even so, we prohibited irrigating it with Mei Geshomim and Mei Kilon because of what's called Tircha Yisera. Man Tana, who is the author of our Mishnah, Dipseda in Harvacha Lo, that we only allow you to be Mashke, the field on Chol HaMoed, if it's pseida, if you're preventing a loss, a financial loss. But if you want to just irrigate it for the sake of improving and making a higher profit margin, then we never permitted it. Vafil mokum pseida, and now we have a second condition, even if the first condition is met, and the need for this malach is pressing, otherwise you'll suffer a financial loss, that's not enough. That alone would not be sufficient to be matir, the malacha on Chol HaMoed. But we need another condition to be fulfilled, that's mitrach nami lo tarchinon, that there's no exertion, excessive exertion, we called it, to be mashke, the Beis HaShalchin. So we have a Beis HaShalchin, we fulfilled and checked off the first condition of Pseida, but nevertheless, if it's going to be a case like Mei Geshomim and Mei Kilon, where there's an element of excessive exertion, then it's also to be Toreach B'Chol HaMoed. Omer Rav Huna, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakovi, I'm going to try to prove to you from a Mishnah later on in Daf Vav that we are learning now the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, who says, Moshrin es hamayim me'ilon le'ilon, meaning b'chol HaMoed. If he has a pool of water, like a ditch of water, that's underneath the tree, one tree, he wants to set up a channel to the nearby tree, such that the water from one pool will now flow through the channel into another ilon, so that he waters that tree. So Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov says that that's permissible. And he makes no distinction here between Beis HaShlochim and Beis HaBaal. So it means that according to Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, even in the case of Ilonos that belong to a Beis HaBaal, if he's not mashke, if he doesn't irrigate the tree, the ilon, he's going to suffer a loss, even though it's in a Beis HaBaal. Because maybe the rest of the field could subsist on rainwater, but not the ilon. So that ilon within a Beis HaBaal is presenting an urgency of a hefsed meruba. And therefore it has the din and the status of a stay Beis HaShlochim, and you're allowed to irrigate it. But he's not allowed to irrigate the entire field because it's a Stay Beis HaBaal, and you're not allowed to irrigate a Stay Beis HaBaal that could subsist on rainwater on Chol HaMoed. But we see clearly from Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov that he prohibits irrigation in that situation in a Beis HaBaal because the purpose and the goal of irrigating the field, in the case of Beis HaBaal, I'm not talking about the Ilonos, is only for Harvacha. It's only to make an extra profit. And that complies with the view of our Mishnah that you're not allowed to be mashke a field just for the sake of harvacha. And therefore, let's connect our Mishnah, says Rav Huna, to Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. And the Gemara rejects it. Amor, dishamet leil Rabbi Eliezer harvacha delo. When did we hear from Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov that you're not allowed to do a malach and chol hamoed for the purpose of gaining money, of earning and making profit? That's only as far as tircha b'makom seda. You have a malacha that if he doesn't do the malacha, he will suffer a loss, but there's a tircha. We don't know what Rabbi Eliezer's position, mishamitli, it's possible that Rabbi Eliezer and Yaakov would in fact permit a case of tircha b'makom seda. And our Mishnah, on the other hand, says that we're not allowed to be mashke a beis habal on chol hamoed, and that means even if you would suffer a pseida, because there's a separate isa tircha. El Amar of Papa, Hamani Rabbi Yehuda. The author of our Mishnah has to be Rabbi Yehuda. Now this brisa that's being quoted here by Rav Papa has a number of different shitos. Tisanya, Mayan Hayotze Bitchila. So we have a water flow, some sort of a spring that's flowing water, but it's never actually been supplying water. It's Yotze Bitchila. It's coming out now for the very first time. And we'll see later on that if it's the first time, there's a problem. But nevertheless, the Braisa quotes the Shita Rabbi Meir, Mashke Bimenu Afilu Stei Beis Habal. So Rabbi Meir has two leniencies. Number one, he is Mekil even on a Mayan Hayotze Betchila. And number two, he's Mekil even on a Sada Beis Habal where there's no Pseida. And the Rishonim here go to town because if he's matir, in the case of a Mayan Ayotze Betchila, how much more so would he be lenient in the case of Mayan Shalo Yotze Betchila? That's been, you know, flowing for a long time. And therefore, we don't understand, according to Rabbi Meir, if you're allowed to irrigate even a stei beis habal, and it's only larvacha, then basically every single malacha should be mutter. On Chol Hamoed, there should be no Issa Malacha at all. Every Malacha has a certain Harvacha. Otherwise, why are you involved in that Malacha? So the Ran gives the following answer. He says, in the case of a Stei Abal that Rav Meir is Mati, that's only because he already planted the Stei Abal. So there is some element of Hefzeh. And Rabbi Meir is of the opinion that even this minimum amount of Hefzeh is considered and categorized as hefzeh. But enochinami, if you had a malacha that you would do only for the purpose of harvacha, just to make an extra profit, have more money in the bank, even Rabbi Meir would agree, he would concede that it's awesome. Now we move on to Rabbi Yehuda. And we'll see that there are two parts to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, with regard to that case of Rabbi Meir, a Mayan Hayotzi Betchil, it's a brand new Mayan. Ein Mashkin Mimenu Ela Stei Beis Habal Shecharva. And the Gemara is going to explain what Charva means. In other words, whereas Rabbi Meir permits a Malacha for the sake of Harvacha, Rabbi Yehuda prohibits it. He only allows it in the case of Hefseid in a Beis HaShalchin Shecharva. So we have a Chumrah, one single chumrah right now. We'll soon see another chumrah of Rabbi Yehuda, and that is you need hefzed. Only to prevent hefzed is it mutter, and that's a stei beis hashloch, not a stei beis habal. Now the Braisa quotes a third shita. Rabbi Eliezer ben Azaria omer lo kach v'lo kach. There's no heter to be mashke, even a stei beis hashlochim. In the case of a Mayan Hayotza Mitchila, Rabbi Eliezer ben Azaria opposes the case of a brand new Mayan, and a man is not whether it's Charva or not Charva. Yes, sir, okay, now we have a second Chumrah. Amar Rav Yehuda, not only was he Machmir in the case of a Mayan Ayotze Mitchila, he's even Machmir in the case, right, and that would be a case of a Soda Beis Habal. He's even Machmir in a Stei Beis Hashlochim. How do I know this? Rabbi Yehuda says, Lo Yifne, Lo Yafne Odom Amas Mayim, V'yashke L'ginoso U'lechurboso B'cholo Shalmoi. A person is not allowed Lahafnos. Lahafnos means to redirect a channel of water into the field if the Amas Mayim, let's say, is right near his field, it's contiguous to his field, he's not allowed to create a derech and open up a linkage between the Amas Mayim and his garden, or whatever he wants to water. V'yashke l'ginoso l'churboso. Now, churboso, as we'll soon see, is a kind of an orchard that was desolate. There are no trees growing there. And what he did was, out of desperation, because this orchard is not capable of growing fruits on trees, he used it as a zriya. In other words, he plowed it down and he planted. And all this, in Rabbi Yehuda's frame of reference, is called Tircha Yisera. So it means that Rabbi Yehuda, and here's where Rabbi Yehuda is a reflection of our Mishnah, has a double chumrah. First of all, he excludes a Stei Beis Habal, because there's no element of Pseida. And number two, he prohibits lahafnos amas mayim lahashkos ginoso. Why? Because the Tirchi Yisera. So you have two issues according to Rabbi Yehuda. You've got the issue of, is it a pseida? And number two, is it a Tirchi Yisera? The Gemara asks, my charva. Forgot to shut off my phone, I apologize. Okay. So Charva, what's Charva? Charva Mamish? Are you telling me that it's completely desolate and you can't grow anything there? Is then Lomali Lamashkibula? Why are we discussing irrigation of a field that can't grow anything? Omar Abaye Shacharva Mimayin Zeh. The first spring dried up. That's what they used to use to irrigate the field. But next door to the field, there's another Mayan, a second spring. And now he's in a very pressing, urgent situation. If he doesn't use the nearby Amas Mayim, then he's going to end up losing a lot of money because the first Amas Mayim dried up. The first Mayim is completely dry. Rabbi Elezer ben Azayah omer lokach v'lokach. What does that mean? Lo shna charev mayano v'lo shna lo charev mayano shemayin sheyotze v'tchilo lo. So Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Elozer ben Azariah says, I'm not going to be matir in the case of a Mayan sheyotze b'tchila, that's anathema, because we're afraid if the Mayan was never flowing, it might cause an avalanche, and he's going to busy himself with a Tirchi Yisera to replace that. And even in the case of Charev Mayono, we're not going to allow it. In other words, according to Rabbi Elozer ben Azariah, once there's a suspicious, there's a chash of Tircha Yisera that automatically prohibits. So let's now summarize what we have here in this Braisa, especially with focus on Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Rabbi Yehuda holds that you're allowed to be mashke only a Sada Beis HaShalchim because it has a hefset. Sada Beis HaBaal, that's only Larvacha, that's awesome. Number two, even in a case of hefset, you're not allowed to do malacha if it involves a Tircha Yisera, excessive exertion. And that's why Rabbi Yehuda was not matir a Beis HaShlachim, Shecharva, unless it's may oso mayan. It's that mayan that from the beginning was flowing and irrigating the field. There's no Tircha Yisera. But Mei Geshamim and Mei Kilon, which we said, as we discussed earlier, involves Tircha Yisera, it's us. Also, we see from Rabbi Yehuda that Lo Yifne Adam Amas Mayim V'yashkev Bimena L'ginosu Churvaso, even if it's a Beis HaShalchin, even if there's a dried up source of water, a spring of water, now we have to replace it, and you want to rechannel it, and so forth and so on, that's prohibited because of Tircha Yisera. This is exactly the sheet of our Mishnah. And that's why the Gemara, in the name of Rav Papa, identifies the author of our Mishnah as Rabbi Yehuda, because our Mishnah was matir, irrigation of a Sada Beis HaShlachim, but nevertheless, in the case of Mei Geshamim and Mei Kilon, the Mishnah prohibited it, even in a Beis HaShalchim. So even though there's Pseida, but because there's Tircha Yisera, it's prohibited, and that's the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, that you need two conditions. Number one, that it's Pseidah, not Arvach. Number two, that there's no Tircha Yisera. So the Gemara asks, Umi Mai, how do you know that our Mishnah reflects the Shita Rabbi Yehuda, Dilma? Perhaps, if you want to be argumentative about it, Ad Kan Lo Kama Rabbi Yehuda, Beis HaShlachim in, Beis HaBaal Lo. When did Rabbi Yehuda make this distinction? And he only permitted irrigating a Beis HaShlachim because of Pseidah, but not a Beis HaBaal. Because a Beis HaBaal could subsist on rainwater. Ella, maybe Rabbi Yehuda was only talking about a Mayan Sheyotza B'tchila. It's a brand new spring. And as we said before, with regard to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, if you have a brand new spring and it's making new ground in the channels of the earth, we're always afraid that it's not kavua yet and it might collapse. But what do you know about Rabbi Yehuda in a case of a mayan shelo yatzeh b'tchila? It's an old mayan that's been flowing for years, and there's no chashash that it might fall in and cave in.